Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. And the official sports betting partner of UFC is putting you in the center of this weekend's title fight with 100-1 odds on either fighter to land a punch during the title fight. Pick either main event fighter to land a punch during this weekend's UFC 258 bout, and DraftKings Sportsbook will give you 100-1 odds. Just bet $1 on either fighter to land a punch, and if that happens, you'll cash $100. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 if either main event fighter lands a punch on Saturday. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Bob Flounders and Andy Shea. Ross Tucker will be along in a little bit for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. So, guys, typically quarter number one, we start with Penn State news and notes, but we're going to go off topic just a little bit. Our buddy Andrew P. Shea, biggest Buccaneer fan in the entire world. I promised Andy he would have the floor. Go ahead, Andy. You get a chance to gloat.
Donovan Smith was fine, right? Donovan Smith was fine, and you were wrong, Jim. You were wrong. There. How's that, guys? No, it was I'm going to be honest. I wasn't surprised. Was I surprised about zero touchdowns? Well, yeah, that would have been stupid that they didn't score. But even when the Buck signed Tom Brady, I still said it doesn't matter about the offense necessarily. I still think this team is going to be good for 28 to 30 points a game, which they were. Even adding Tom Brady, they just had so many weapons. It was going to always be success at any level, was always going to be about the defense. And I'm sorry, in the trenches, the Kansas City Chiefs got pistol whipped. The backup offensive tackles got savage. Tampa Bay was faster, more physical. And the crazy part was it wasn't Andy Reid's best day as a coach. And I think he was horribly distracted. And who wouldn't be with what happened with his son right up before the game? That's just, you know, a terrible scenario for a team, a coach, and let alone, you know, that's his son. He's a father. You know, my heart aches for him. But overall, they just never showed the patience to sort of put together an 8 or 10 play drive, sort of take a little bit of what the Bucs were willing to give them, which was you ain't beating us deep. And they kept trying to go for the home run. They just wouldn't stick it in the end zone once and go, okay, we'll be satisfied doing that. So we got to bring Chris Godwin back. Speaking of Penn State guys, I mean, he's the turnkey for this receiving core. You can talk about Mike Evans and Antonio Brown and all that you want. The key to Tampa Bay's offense, the turnkey that unlatches everything that we do, is centered around Chris Godwin and his versatility, his ability, and the impact he has on this offense overall. He's so vitally important. But hey, last thing, we hadn't even made it to the playoffs in 13 years. 13 years, zero playoff games. 17 years since we had won a playoff game. So it was a definite shock to the system as a fan of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers that I was just like, we won a playoff game. We hadn't won a playoff game in 17 years when we beat the Washington football team. Then we go out and win it all.
All right, you are listening to the Tampa Bay Kickoff Show.
Yeah, Jimmy, it's on you, buddy. It's on you. You woke the dragon, man. You woke the dragon.
I did. I poked the monster. Bob Flounders warned me, don't do it. Don't give Andy the floor. And I had to do it. He earned it. He deserved it. All right, let's move on. Let's get back to Penn State news and notes. A week ago, we debated the merits of Will Levis entering the portal. Of course, right after we recorded the show is when Will Levis made his decision. And that choice was Kentucky. Bob, how do you react to Kentucky as the landing spot for Will Levis?
I'm sure he did his homework. I'm sure he probably had some offers. I have to think he had some Big Ten interest as well, because especially teams like Nebraska, maybe not Iowa, but he played against a lot of teams, even though he was kind of a specialist. Kentucky, I think, is a program that wants a mobile quarterback. You see a lot of that down south. I think he's going to get a fair shot at competing for the job. It's going to be up to him to clean up some issues, I think, that were at Penn State. I think if he does clean up those issues and he gets some first-team reps, he's got more than 1 year of eligibility. I would absolutely roll the dice, if I was Kentucky, on a player as talented as Will Levis.
Andy, you weren't quite as high on Will Levis when we discussed this last week. What do you see his career looking like at Kentucky?
Well, I think he has a shot. He made a smart choice. I think he made a really smart choice. And the instant reaction has been, well, you know, what's Will Levis going to be able to do in the SEC? But I'm like, take that out of the equation just a little bit. Sure, the opponent matters. But the way Kentucky runs their offense, it really kind of suits what his strengths are, which is, you know, they don't run a high powered, you know, throw it, you know, big time down the field. It's all about sort of being able to move the chains, move the ball, use their running backs. They like their offensive line. They're a little more like blunt force trauma physical SEC team than a sort of scattershot beat you on the edges with speed and athleticism type offense. And I know they have a new coordinator, but it's still the same head coach. That's the way they run their offense. And I know he's going to be behind the eight ball because he's got to graduate first. He's not going to be able to go there in the spring. They have an open quarterback position. They have some guys there already who are going to have a step up on him, so it becomes inherent to him. But Bob is 300% right. Some of those issues that you saw at Penn State, that arm strength is a weapon, but that arm strength is also a huge liability in terms of being able to deliver the ball into different zones and areas with any kind of touch and space. And I'm just not sure, and I said it last week and I'll say it again, it could be a lack of seat time and reps. I just don't feel he has a good sort of game awareness feel for the offense kind of thing. But they're going to miss him. Penn State's definitely going to miss him on, you know, third and short and fourth and short. That was a viable, legitimate option for them to continue to stay on offense. And that's going to be a black hole. And it erases that sort of comfort zone of the 1-2 punch. But I think it's a good, good spot for Will to land. It gives him opportunity.
All right, Andy, don't spoil too much what we're going to talk about in quarter number four. But, Bob, what I was wondering about in that choice to go to Kentucky is, yeah, it's a Southeast Conference schedule that he's going to face.
Right.
And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, every year you're going to have games against Florida and Georgia. And I'm looking at their schedule. LSU is on the schedule. Right. Automatically, you're going to have some very tough games. Although, I don't know if you've looked at their schedule. Their out-of-conference schedule is a joke. So,
I'll be honest. I think that once you get past Alabama, I think you could call into question a lot of the SEC teams. And I would also throw Texas A&M. I think they're a team on the come. I mean, LSU mailed it in this year. I think I don't think Eddie O even tried. You know, Georgia had some issues. That guy can't pick a quarterback. I would take Will Levis as Georgia's quarterback over that Poindexter that played this year. That was a disaster. I'm not sure top to bottom how good the SEC is anymore. It's tough competing with the Alabamas of the world. But I just wanted to add, Andy said they're going to miss Will Levis in Penn State's offense. I agree, especially guys in Mike Yurcich's new under center offense on third and short.
Well, again, you guys are you're spoiling our quarter four, because that discussion is going to come into play, I promise. All right.
Okay.
Another news item. I'll start with you, Bob, on this. Ty Howell was named the tight end coach. And this was a hire from within, a former Penn State player. He was already on the staff. It wasn't a big name that maybe some people right. wanted, but yeah. I think there's a lot of good here.
Yep, I agree with you. James Franklin, I'm sure, had some other candidates in mind. I think it was to Ty Howe's advantage that he had worked under James, and James could kind of look at what he could do up close, and I think that he liked what he saw. And I would just say this. Before James tabbed Tyler Bowen to come on to the Penn State staff, I don't know that there was a lot of buzz about him. Like, really was there? But I think he more than proved himself being able to develop players, being able to pinch hit as an OC in the Cotton Bowl, being able to recruit. I think that all goes into it. Just because maybe you're not a huge you're not really proven as a player in major college football, sometimes they make the best coaches. They really do. And I think that James saw something in Ty. And I think this guy, and only James will know this, but I would imagine Ty was right at the top of his list. He didn't wait that long. And I think James must have liked – he's got to be able to recruit. And I think James would not promote him, I think, unless he really believed he had a bright future.
One of the things here, Andy, is – He's got a longer background in coaching. He's a coach's son. You and I were talking about this off the air. He has some years' experience at Western Illinois. I know a smaller school, but he actually had play calling responsibilities here. So it's not exactly like he's a complete newbie.
Well, you think back and you remember in the Cotton Bowl, Bob referenced it. Like, he called the plays, right, Bob? He was the OC.
Tyler Bowen, correct.
Tyler Bowen was. But I mean, Ty Howell also had some play calling experience.
He had some play calling experience going in, and he's got something to work with. And he's coached offensive line, which, you know, blocking is important for James with his tight ends, right? We know that. Like, it's kind of important for him. And the tight end under James has always been sort of it's a featured position. It's an important position in the offense that James Franklin wants to run, and they've recruited the position very well. They developed the position obviously very well, and they have some talent there. And this had to be a well thought out hire, and recruiting always matters, right, Bob? Recruiting always matters. And this guy's got some recruiting chops as well. Plus, he's a Penn Stater, keeps the fan base happy. Win, win, win.
Okay, that is it for our news and notes in quarter number one. Stick around. In quarter number two, we have Tucker's Tape. I'm going to ask Ross the question, where should Penn State's coaching staff be looking in the transfer portal going forward? Stick with us.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of UFC, is putting you in the center of this weekend's title fight. Just bet $1 on either main event fighter to land a punch, and if that happens, you will cash $100. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. That's code KSN for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.